Okay, let's see. There's a secret government program to brainwash unwitting Americans into carrying out nefarious and despicable acts. That's one. There's the plot to turn highly intelligent dolphins into lethal underwater assassins. That's another. And anything and everything to do with the Masonic Lodge and buried treasure. There's always that. And yep, those are pretty much the only modern conspiracy theories that are not touched upon in some way in Stephen Dietz's twisty 2007 comedy drama Yankee Tavern, a tightly written four-actor play running through February 23 at Main Stage West. Yankee Tavern is directed by Beth Craven and is perfectly suited to the theater's intimate environment. Set just a few years after the events of 9/11, the story takes place in a small New York watering hole, housed in a soon-to-be-demolished building not far from Ground Zero. The Yankee was once a grand and popular establishment, now long neglected and slipping toward decay, and the set by Paul Gilger establishes that mood with deft and simple touches, elegantly suggesting, with the chain fence backdrop, the proximity of the downed buildings just down the street. The owner of the tavern is Adam, a grad school student who refuses to let go of the place once owned by his father, who may or may not have killed himself behind the bar. Played as a bit of a one-note character by Tyler Costin, Adam has a somewhat tentative fiancée named Janet, who's just discovered that most of Adam's save-the-date notices for the upcoming wedding have been returned as address unknown, and she wants to know why. Did Adam supply fake addresses, or have all of his old acquaintances somehow disappeared? Janet is played by Lana Nernberger, who is fine, but plays her as a bit too hostile straight out of the gate. The character's arc might have benefited from a bit less tightness and ice right there at the beginning. Still, the highlight of the production is John Craven as the tavern's resident alcoholic Ray, a razor-smart loose cannon who has never seen a conspiracy theory he doesn't like and has memorized every detail to support his claims. Starbucks is a religious cult. Yoko Ono was the mastermind of the Bay of Pigs disaster. The 2000 election was rigged so that Al Gore could have free time to make documentaries about global warming. And of course, the destruction of the Twin Towers was an inside job. The psychic aftermath of 9/11 is, after all, the point of Dietz's play. Next to JFK's assassination, few national tragedies have inspired more conspiracy theories than this one. And in Dietz's hands, the intricate, mesmerizing language of conspiracy becomes a kind of hyper-suspicious poetry. But Dietz, as much fun as he has with Ray's eccentricities, treats his conspiracy theorists with a great deal of respect, allowing them to make a number of truly disturbing and not at all far-fetched points. When a stranger arrives at the tavern, ordering two beers and leaving one untouched, the newcomer's calm, unsettling confessions play another counterpoint to Ray's less cynical conspiracy theories. Played with a nicely creepy edge by Anthony Abate, the stranger, if he's not just messing with their heads, just might have proof that the real truth behind 9/11 is bigger and far scarier than even Ray imagines. To say more or to hint at how all of this is connected to Adam and Janet would be unfair to the audience. Suffice it to say that in Yankee Tavern, the truth is out there, way, way out there. Yankee Tavern runs Thursday through Sunday until February 23rd at Main Stage West in Sebastopol. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.